Bob Bertog joins us now from Bertog Landscaping. Bob, do you, and then I'll get to the NASCAR permit as well, that issue in the last half hour. Bob, are you a big Italian beef sandwich guy?
I am, and the bear is on Hulu.
Well, there you have it. He's a man with many answers to many questions. Bob Bertog, the landscaper at Bertog Landscaping. I put sod down, and some of the strips are pretty brown, and some of them have more green. But I've noticed in the brown thatch that I have there, Bob, that, in fact, there are little spears of green coming up. So I'm wondering if I should nurture that. Will I get green grass growing through that brown, or is it dead?
It'll, if you can see the down at the base of the plant, it's green. It's going to grow. Just keep it watered. You can't water it too much when it's new sod.
312-981-7200. Let's go to Judy. You're on WGN. Judy, how can we help you?
Hi, John. Hi, Bob. I have a question about my clematis plant this year. I have about a five-year pretty mature clematis plant that normally would send up shoots in the spring, new shoots. And then I would cut back all the old, dead, dying leaves from over the winter, which I loved. This year, they didn't happen, but I had some new growth come out, and I let that come on the old growth, and it did bloom pretty nicely. It died quickly. It's pretty much all dead. And I don't know. Now I'm seeing shoots coming up, and we're already into August. So I don't know if I'm doing something wrong or what should I be doing with my clematis to make it last longer and bloom properly.
So every couple of years you want to go in there and you want to cut out about a third of the thickest canes to give the plant more room to put new shoots up and leaf out. So if you've never pruned it in 5 years, and I mean by pruning, I mean when it's dormant, going in there and taking out the thickest canes from the base, that'll really help open up the plant and give you space for new,
even if they
new
look
growth.
Healthy and productive?
Well, once the leaves are off, even if they are healthy, you want to prune out the heavier canes because it's just the same thing with some like dogwoods and forsythia somebody asked about a couple of weeks ago. It's the same theory. You want to cut out the older canes to let the new canes, that and you know, especially with clematis, the flowers on new wood as well as old wood. Get rid of the old stuff and give the new guys a chance.
Wait now until September to do that?
I would probably wait until all the leaves have completely defoliated, even dormant, even December, January.
Good luck to you, Judy, on that. By the way, I transplanted some daylilies, some lilies, last weekend. Are you mad at me?
A little warm to be doing that. You probably should wait until like the second or third week of September.
I don't want to wait. I wanted to do it last weekend.
Hey, if it's hot enough to be outside and sweat, go ahead. Keep them watered. They should be fine.
Quick question for your landscaper. I've got a cherry tree. We got a lot of flowers this year, but no cherries. First time that's happened in at least 10 years. What's up?
It's a great question. If you had flowers, it should be bearing fruit. Maybe
were some of the plants late this year? It seemed to me like with other species, we heard a little something like that. Is it possible they'll still come?
Maybe. I don't know. It's getting late, though. But you're right, though. We did have a late start coming out of spring. It was very chilly all spring.
I'll leave it at that. 312-981-7200. You can ask Bob your questions now, your lawn and landscaping questions. 312-981-7200. Let's see what he's got next. We're starting with, I think it's Linda's the next call, Pete. Linda, you're on WGN Radio. What can we do for you? Hi.
Hi, this is Linda. And I had two bald cypress trees planted about a month ago. They're beautiful. They're about 12 or 14 feet high. But then the squirrels started chewing on the limbs of one of them, just kind of chomping them off. And then they started swinging on the top of it, taking the bark off. This morning, they completely knocked the top of the tree. It just split the stem up there. My question is, will the tree, I mean, clearly it's in good shape, but will it recover from that? I hate squirrels.
Those damn squirrels. Yeah, the tree will recover.
Yes.
So we talked about this last week. At the base of the, around, because the squirrels can jump off a roof or into a tree. But one thing they don't like, and we talked about it last week, somebody called about Milorganite. Put a ribbon of Milorganite around the drip line of the tree so they can at least, if they're going to get there, they have to either jump off a roof to get to it or they have to fly. So if you put that ribbon around the base of the drip line, they probably won't cross that barrier.
What do you mean a ribbon of Milorganite? What is that?
Well, like 3 inches wide by an inch high. Just a little ribbon, and you're not going to burn the grass out or anything, and it'll be fine, but they really don't like the scent of it.
It's Milorganite. Okay.
Milorganite.
And any garden center would have that.
They should.
Yeah, yeah, that's not hard to find. If they don't have it, somebody will. Milorganite.
Yeah.
Okay, we go from there to Lori next. Lori, you're on WGN. What can we do for you, Lori? Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
We have a burning bush, and as I was driving, I thought, okay, I'm going to ask about the burning bush. And I got back here, and I said, well, the thing about the burning bush is it looks like it has, it's mottled, like it has red spider, or, you know, red spider on an indoor plant looks like, you know, that mottled kind of look. And as I got home and as I was waiting, I'm looking, I go, doggone it, there it looks like there's some spiders on there. So how do I get rid of the spiders from it? Because it's really starting to do a number on the burning bush.
You're 100% correct in your diagnosis. It's spider mites. And if you want to confirm it, what you do is take a white piece of paper, hold it underneath one of the branches and shake the branch, and then you'll see if it's red or green spider mites. And there are miticides you can spray on it, but... You know, the problem with mites is there's the good guys and the bad guys. So if you put a miticide on it, you're taking them both out. If you can deal with it for a little bit here, burning bush are actually going to start changing color within the next month and for fall. But if it's the modeling of the leaf is really bothering you, then go ahead. You can just get a general miticide and make sure it's labeled for spider mites on burning bush.
But it's not going to kill the plant? Like, you could live with that?
It will not kill the plant.
Okay, I hope that helps. We go to Michelle next on WGN. Michelle, you're on with Bob Bertog.
Yes, hi, Bob and John. So we have second season in a row of cinch bugs in our lawn. So last year we dug up the lawn, put down new sod, and again, back again this year. We do have a turf care company, but we have like brown patches and spots. All over. I was just wondering if you had any ideas or any other cures.
Cinch bugs have been, first of all, they're very hard to control, and they have many generations a season. So even if you put down a preventative, if any of them make it through the first generation, they're going to go ahead and you're going to have a second and third generation. They can be very damaging to turf because they actually eat the crown of the plant and kill the grass. So you need to put down an insecticide. They're very active right now. They love hot, dry spots in the lawn, and it looks almost like drought stress. So, except the difference is the grass will be all matted down, and that's because they've chewed the base of the plant off. And they're very small to see. You have to get into the thatch layer and look around for them, but they're no bigger than an eighth of an inch.
And so what am I going to put down on that?
An insecticide.
And then would I do more than one application of that?
You shouldn't have to. You should have enough of a residual.
We
for the
go
rest
from
of the
there
season.
To Patty. You're next on WGN. Patty, how can we help you? You're on the air.
Thank you. I have an issue with my sugar maple tree that was planted maybe not even 2 years ago. This year, all of the branches are blooming with leaves except for the tallest branch in the middle. Is that telling me something's wrong?
Yes. Either that branch... Uh-oh. Either that branch got cracked when they were putting it in, which is very possible since it's just one branch. If it was a problem with the whole tree, you would see it on more than just one branch. So I'm guessing something happened during installation. They either cracked the branch or they bent it too far. And, you know, even though the branches are pliable, it's kind of like bending your arm. You know, you're bruising it. So the branch is bruised, possibly. Without seeing it, that's just my best guess.
So what does she do about that?
See if it leaves out next year. If it doesn't have any leaf, are there any leaves on it now on that branch?
No leaves at all. And maybe some little branches that popped up from that branch also does not have leaves. Somebody mentioned that maybe it was planted too deep.
Well, that's possible too. But then you'll see, if you see early fall color on it, that's could be the culprit too. You want to make sure you can see the flare of the roots, or the root zone at the base. So... You remember how whenever we were kids and they say draw a tree and everybody puts like that flare at the bottom? Well, drive around neighborhoods now and you don't see that flare anymore. That's because most of the trees are being planted too deep in the nurseries.
No kidding. Wait a minute. When you plant a tree, you don't want the trunk of the tree to disappear into the dirt. You want to actually see the top of the root structure start to fan out. That would strike me as being not deep enough. I would plant it deeper, Bob.
No, if it looks like a telephone pole on the ground, it's too deep.
It is too deep then. And I have looked that up about the flare. So I'm afraid that maybe it was planted too deep. So should I anticipate that I'm not going to get the full life of this tree?
Could she dig it up and raise it a little bit?
It's only 2 years old. So if you want to, you don't even have to dig it all completely up. Just dig out, you know, a big circle around the ball and then just start filling it up each side at a time. And you can raise it. But you really want to expose that root flare, though. That's important.
You know, if that was me, I think I'd just have Brenda get out there with a spade and elevate the tree by herself. But that's very helpful, Bob. Okay, Pete says we're out of time because we're out of time. Bob Bertog is the president of Bertog Landscaping in Wheeling. Will you join us next week, Bob?
I will. Looking forward to it, John. Have a great week.
We always do.